It is time now for Speaking of Schools here on 97.9 The Hill, our regular check-in with our local school districts. And this week we are talking Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools as they are having the week off for the Thanksgiving break, but also for a mental health break. Joining me on the phone today to talk a little bit more about that and what's happening around the district is Chair of the CHCCS Board of Education, Dr. Jillian Lacerna. Jillian, thanks so much for taking the time and thanks for coming back to Speaking of Schools. How are you?
Doing well, and thank you so much for having me here on this rainy fall day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely glad to see the rain, glad to see a bit of a break for the schools community too, I think. I know that this is a long period usually between kind of the Labor Day and Thanksgiving Day part where you don't usually see many breaks taken, and we know that this year has been pretty tricky for not just students but staff and school families in general. And I think it was decided right after you and I talked last time, Dr. Nia Hamlet, the superintendent for CHCCS, proposed to the board, what if we take the entire week of Thanksgiving off to give everybody a little bit of a break? And the board ended up passing that. So I figure that's kind of where we start, Jillian. Today, the first day of that break, you know, when you heard that proposal, why did you and the rest of the board really want to support it?
Yeah, well, I think there was a couple of reasons. And one thing that I think really stood out was that the recommendation to the board really came out of feedback that our district leadership and the board had been receiving, both from staff but also from students, speaking about, you know, needs for mental health, needing to think through, you know, balance in academics, extracurricular activities, home and you know, fun, and what does it look like to, you know, take time and take a break. And so you saw some neighboring districts also doing something similar, some choosing to take the day after Veterans Day for students to have that day. We opted to take these 2 days for students, and it really what came out of feedback from our community and from the district itself. So, you know, then it was just making a decision about when in the calendar as the board, making calendaring decisions, what makes the most sense. And we do have a calendar committee also, so different options ran through that calendar committee, ultimately leading to, you know, options that were presented to the board that were supported by the calendar committee. And of course, still making sure that students have the state required amount of time in school for the school year. All those things taken into consideration, we were able to really respond to feedback from our community and give these, you know, break days for this week.
Now, I know that you work in education beyond just working for the CHCCS Board of Ed. How important do you think it's going to be to keep mental health of the school's communities top of mind, you know, not just for the rest of this year, but really for the next few years? I mean, it is an important topic normally, especially when it comes to younger students and high school students, but how more important is it now based on what we have heard from these communities coming out of the pandemic?
You know, it's so important, and from being on the ground before the pandemic, this is not just an issue of the pandemic, right? But mental health needs of our students were really an issue prior to the pandemic, and thinking about, you know, also at the state level, when we think about how many counselors is the state providing, how many psychologists, how many social workers, and some of the caseloads, you know, are just too high for those positions coming down from the state. So, you know, you see schools really across the state, but across the country, thinking about, you know, how can we better support students, not just academically, but also socially and emotionally. And I think that this is really a priority for the board and also the district administration, not only through these days, but through other supports that we offer through schools. And so I'm really excited about the leadership right now in our district to really think about that. Everything from, you know, access to services to what policies do we have in place that are, you know, either positively or negatively impacting our students' social and emotional well-being. So I'm really excited about the work in this area, and I think it's something that you'll see the district continue to prioritize in the coming months and years.
Well, you mentioned the district's administration. I was just checking this out. Tomorrow is the 1-year anniversary of when CHCCS hired Dr. Nia Hamlett to become its next superintendent. I don't know if you want to speak for the whole board here, but from your perspective, Jillian, and from the perspective of others in the community you've talked to, 1 year in of having Dr. Hamlett in charge, what are your thoughts so far? I imagine from those comments that you just made, they're relatively positive, but still curious.
Yeah, I think that, you know, having been through the hiring process and having Dr. Hamlett come on board, it's just, it feels like it's been a year, but I feel like everything that's been going on, it feels like sometimes more than a year and sometimes less. So we're thankful to have Dr. Hamlett in leadership. I feel like, you know, the focus on mental health needs, on social emotional well-being, but also just in addressing the crisis that we are continuing to be going through. You know, we're continuing to navigate the pandemic. You know, we got back to in-person learning and are continuously making adjustments in collaboration with health officials. And Dr. Hamlett has just been kind of jumping on board to both lead our district through all the things you would normally do, but also lead us through, you know, the necessary health and safety issues that need to be addressed, like vaccination clinics and, you know, health guidelines for extracurricular activities, for in-person instruction. How do we continue to support our students who, for whatever reason, can't attend in person still and need remote instruction? And so Dr. Hamlett's just sort of rolled up her sleeves and jumped right in. So we're very thankful for her leadership over the last year.
We're speaking with Dr. Jillian Lacerna, the chair of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. The district's website is chccs.org if you need to go there to find out anything happening around the school district. And that includes school board meetings. I know that the Board of Ed just met on Thursday and had a pretty full agenda, which included the final meeting for two board members, one who has been on the board for a long time and one who's only been there for just a few months, right?
Yes, yes. Marianne Wolf and Lisa Cayley had their last meetings in November, and we just are so thankful for their service that they offer to the district. And, you know, if you go back and watch that meeting, you can see, you know, statements that were made by board members about all the incredible work that they've done in their service, not only as a board member, but just their service to education. And we're really looking forward to their continued involvement as community members and advocates for public education in our district.
Are there any other agenda items that stood out to you or that you think it's important for the audience to keep in mind from last Thursday's meeting?
From last Thursday's meeting, there was a opening of schools report and the superintendent's update. And this is a really wonderful agenda topic for the public to look at for sort of an overview of, you know, everything from enrollment numbers to initiatives. There were presentations from each central office division. And so it's a great opportunity to get a feel for what's happening in schools. It's an annual update that the superintendent gives to the Board of Education. So it's worth taking a look at for that meeting. And then coming up on December 2nd, we also have our, I believe it's December 2nd, we have our organizational meeting coming up in December where we're welcoming our new board members.
Yes, that's right. We've got three that are set to join, Mike Sharp, Reza Jenkins, and George Griffin. And it's also going to be a change for you since this is your last kind of stretch of being chair of the board, Jillian. So I'm curious, do you have any thoughts on what your time has been like over this last year being chair of the board? Has it given you a new perspective as a board member?
I think it has. And honestly, it's been an honor to serve as chair. So, you know, it's a job that I've taken really seriously and thoughtfully. And I'm just, you know, thankful that my fellow board members would elect me to serve as chair over this past year. And, you know, every year in the first meeting of December, the board has an organizational meeting, and that's where we elect new leadership for the coming year. And so, you know, we'll be doing that for both the chair and vice chair position. And so, again, this past year has been just an honor to be able to serve as chair. And, you know, I have additional time on my term, so I look forward to continuing to serve the district.
Well, again, chccs.org is going to have all the details on that upcoming December school board meeting, but also the meeting that just happened this past Thursday if you want to revisit that agenda and those meeting materials. We have a few minutes left here, Dr. Lacerna, so I have a bigger question. It's not necessarily the thing that I imagine it makes sense to always wrap up with, but on the federal level, we just got this big infrastructure package passed by Congress and then signed into law by President Joe Biden. And we've been asking local government leaders some of their thoughts on it, how they think it might help them. I know that education isn't necessarily something that immediately comes to mind when you think of infrastructure and what's in that bill, but there's such a variety of things in there that I know that eventually some of them will work its way down to the school district level. So from your perspective or from the perspective of those around the district, is there anything that jumps out to you that was approved in that infrastructure bill that could be useful to school districts down the road?
You know, I think in particular, what stands out to me, just given the last year and all of the work around technology that sort of, you know, had to be done very, very quickly during the pandemic, is thinking about access to the internet. And I think for years in education, we had been saying that this is really a game changer, that, you know, prior to the pandemic, there was this technology divide based on, you know, where you live. Do you have access to, you know, community internet access? Do you not? And sometimes I think we would take for granted that everyone had easy access to the internet at all times, from home, anytime they needed to hop on. And so I think that the kind of the goal of providing access, internet access for everyone, I think is key to be able to access, you know, quality internet, regardless of like where you happen to live.
Yeah. And we know that that was a big part of the bill. So that makes a lot of sense. I figure we're probably going to be hearing more and more about broadband and broadband expansion in the coming years. Well, to wrap up, is there anything else happening around the CHCCS district that you want to let our listeners know about? I know that, again, this is an off week for students and largely for teachers and staff too, but anything else exciting happening around the district you want to flag?
There's always stuff going on around in the district, and so I would just, you know, everyone take a look at our webpage. There's been some you know, I think remodeling on the district website, and things are getting more easy to access through the district website. So take a look there. I'm sure there's lots of things coming up in December. It's worth, you know, taking a look at what community events are going on. And please take a look at that new website as it continues to be improved. We're really excited about the changes and making sure that people can access information easily through the web.
Well, again, it is chccs.org. And Dr. Jillian Lacerna, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and joining us throughout this year on Speaking of Schools. We'll be speaking with you again in the future, just maybe not as chair of the Board of Ed.
I hope so. I hope so. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.